Preschoolers often stump us with the simple questions like, why do bees buzz? An answer much better than the one we had handy is next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambarin, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 without significant lifestyle changes. You can try Ambarin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-970-5160. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambarin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambarin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary, risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-970-5160. That's 1-800-970-5160.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, June 3rd, the 154th day of the year. Novelist Larry McCurtry has a birthday. Why do bees buzz? If you said it's the sound of their wings vibrating, you're only half right. While the wing beats of most insects create a distinctive buzz, a bee can use those vibrations to literally shake the pollen from a plant. It's called buzz pollination. Bumblebees, in particular, can vibrate their entire bodies to create a frequency that literally shakes the sticky pollen from a plant's anthers or pollen-holding tubes. The technique is especially efficient for pollinating tomatoes and green peppers. So consider it a beautiful sight if your garden is home to those big, fuzzy bumblebees. In this case, beauty really is in the eye of the beholder. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.